USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Winter is being felt out west in the Sierra Nevada, triggering thousands of power outages in California, closing a mountain highway in Lake Tahoe, and prompting an avalanche warning in the backcountry. The National Weather Service says as much as 4 feet of snow is expected to the upper elevations around Lake Tahoe by Monday morning. A 250-mile stretch of the Sierra from north of Reno to south of Yosemite National Park was under a winter storm warning at least until Sunday. A flood advisory was posted from Sacramento to the coast near San Francisco. The former CEO of FTX, the failed cryptocurrency exchange, tweeted Friday that he is willing to testify to Congress next week, but Sam Bankman-Fried says he can't say much, adding he, quote, won't be as helpful as he'd like to be. The tweet is in response to several from House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters, who requested his presence at next week's hearings over the FTX collapse. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is also Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as Maricopa County officials, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. The two misdemeanor charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder have been dropped due to a legal technicality. The Republican was charged for his role in Flint's water crisis. He appointed city managers to oversee Flint. They decided to use the Flint River as the city's water source as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, which led to the system being contaminated. The switch has also been blamed for 9 deaths and has been linked to a Legionnaires outbreak. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have turned the eastern city of Bakhmut into ruins. He adds the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass. Russia is now focusing on the four provinces that Putin illegally annexed in late September. Russia's persistence comes as the U.S. gets ready to send more help to Ukraine, as it has been fighting the Kremlin for more than 9 months now.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby touts a new U.S. security package for Ukraine, valued at $275 million. Kirby describes what that aid will provide.
New capabilities to boost its air defenses and counter the threats that Ukraine is facing from drones. We're also providing critical equipment that Ukraine is using so effectively to defend itself on the battlefield, such as more ammunition for HIMARS and for Ukraine's artillery.
From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
It's been more than 2 months since Los Angeles City Councilman Kevin De Leon attended a city council meeting. That's because he was caught on tape participating in a racist conversation with some of his fellow council members. He has refused to step down so far. When he returned Friday, those attending the council meeting protested, and some of his colleagues walked out. He was allegedly involved in a fight with an activist at a toy giveaway and tree lighting hours later. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.